Here we go.
There's a drive.
Welcome into the drive. It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
The drive and the two.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielema, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
Good morning. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5, Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lon Tay. He is Derek Piper. Trevor Valise here as well. You remember the name Rob Collins? Used to do sports for Channel 3 back in the day, and then he switched, I think, to some news in the morning. Very likable guy, very popular around the area. He's now down in Kansas City, and he was doing news in Kansas City, but now... And I didn't realize this, starting in 2018, he took over as sports director at Fox 4 Kansas City. So we thought today, why don't we reach out to Rob and get his thoughts on the Kansas City Chiefs trying to repeat. Also, Patrick Mahomes, will he be able to play this weekend? We're going to do a Mettler mix-up with Matthew Gordon about the concussion and what Mahomes is facing here as he tries to suit up on Sunday. Rob Collins, though, going to join us at 4:30. We'll talk about Chiefs. So for a lot of you, I know you remember Rob, a good old Texas boy, always had his cowboy boots on, and he's going to join us at 4:30. Be exciting to talk to him. We'll also do some NFL picks against the spread in the 5 o'clock hour. We always take your questions. If you have any topics, you have anything we want to or you want us to discuss, you can always text us on the College of Aces text line, 217-359-2255. I just ate a little piece of a candy cane, and now I have, like, spit literally all over my mouth. Like, I can't. That's why I'm just sitting there like, goodness sakes. Should I sometimes just not say what I'm thinking in my head? Maybe that'd be the better approach.
Just letting people behind the curtain, man. Well, this is day in the life.
They get everything from me. There's no doubt about it. Let's
you
start,
got this
though.
Candy cane eating in mid-segment down, though. You got it down.
If there's one thing I'm good at, it's eating candy during the radio show. There's no doubt about that.
You always choose the worst food for, like, a talk. Like, it's never like popping a Hershey Kiss. It's like, right. Let me chew on this Starburst for 10 minutes.
Or Juji Fruits, right? That's my favorite, which could take an ordinary person up to 5 minutes to finish one. I can get one down in about 12 seconds, and then I'm ready to go again. It's crazy. All right, so if you want to weigh in, 359-2255, you can text on the College of Aces text line. You can also call that number on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. Illinois football continues to do things, not only with hires. Of course, we announced yesterday that it was possible, or it was looking like it was going to happen, and it's now official. George McDonald, former Illini wide receiver, is now the wide receivers coach at Illinois. So he is on board. Derek, they also received a commit from an Alabama player?
Yeah, Eddie Smith, defensive back out of Alabama, 3 years left. Woo. Of eligibility. Ryan Walters had previous ties to him. Able to get that done. This is a guy coming out of high school, had Alabama, Georgia, Missouri, Ole Miss, TCU, Tennessee. Some nice offers for sure. And providing depth there in the defensive backfield. You lose Nate Hobbs.
Yeah.
Slot this guy in. And of course, Tony Adams only has one more year.
Sure.
So to have a multi-year guy, and look, pulling some talent from USC works, so maybe why not Alabama?
Devin Witherspoon, another guy you'd have in the backfield. Marcus Beeson, not in the backfield, but in the secondary. Marquez Beeson, another guy that we hope can kind of show his true colors as he was a four-star guy coming out. Is the power just shifting now from the South to Illinois? Let's be honest. No, I did. I was talking to a guy today, Wade, and he's an Alabama fan. He's an Illini fan, but he's always been a Bama fan. And he said, that's interesting because Patrick Surtain is, you know, out. He's entering the NFL draft. So you would think that this kid, Eddie Smith, would be fighting for a spot down at Alabama. Maybe, though, he saw the writing on the wall. I don't know. The point is, he likes Ryan Walters. He believes in Brett Bielema. And the last time Illinois took a kid out of, no, that was Oklahoma. Who was the big offensive lineman they took 1 year and they went to a bowl game? Was it Pettigrew? Does that make sense? Does that name ring a bell, or am I just way out there? It was a kid, that came from Oklahoma and played offensive, I think, guard or tackle. I can't remember. And did pretty well. You did well with him. So certainly when you get a guy from Alabama, at least you're getting a guy that has played in a program. He's played in 10 games total for Alabama. I'm not sure if that means he started 10 games. That might mean he played on special teams, filled in on occasion, et cetera, when maybe there was a blowout. But the point is, you're getting a kid that, like you just said, was wanted by a lot of teams, including, and the key there, Missouri, which is where Ryan Walters was, and that's why Ryan Walters, who is the new defensive coordinator and was the D coordinator at Missouri, he's got a connection to him. So that's something nice for Illinois, and here we go. Keep adding some talent.
And you recently had Richie Pettibon.
That's who it was.
Transfer from Alabama to Illinois.
That's who I'm thinking of. Didn't they have a kid from Oklahoma? Maybe not. Maybe it's Pettibon that I'm thinking of. That's got to be who I'm thinking of. So, hey, you know what? Give me some of those guys. Most of them have worked out, like you said, even from USC.
Yeah, absolutely. And you imagine for Eddie Smith that he's expecting to come in and compete right away for, you know, to get on the field and maybe potentially even start. I know you look at if Tony Adams is going to play corner again with Marquez Beeson, Devin Witherspoon. There's some competition there,
sure.
But obviously Alabama is reloading every year on the recruiting front. And I mean, he's a four-star. He was a former four-star, top 30 cornerback. He's out of Louisiana. They got dudes.
Yes,
so
they do.
It's probably about having an opportunity. The previous relationship with Ryan Walters helps as well. And a lot of fans have reason to be excited here by the recent transfers that are coming in. You partially addressed the need at linebacker. I didn't want to fully say address the need because you could still use a couple more, but you get one out of NC State, Eddie Smith out of Alabama. Bielema's already landed a couple of commits here in 2021, so it's exciting.
I like it. I was going to ask you guys to kind of pause and tell me what you think so far of what Brett Bielema has done here at Illinois. And I want to thank Anthony on the College of Aces text line, Millington. It was Akeem Millington from Oklahoma who had come. And also, though, Richie Pettibon, who to this day, I don't know if it's Pettibon or Pettibone. I think it's Pettibon. But certainly those a couple of, you know, listen, when you're Illinois and you don't get the guys that go to Oklahoma or to Alabama, most of the time you're not going to win that recruitment. So now with the transfers as they are, we don't know for sure if Eddie Griffin can play right or Eddie Smith can play right away. But if he is able to, like you said, that adds depth adds talent.
Yeah, I would assume with the one-time transfer expected to go into effect that he would be able to play right away.
When are we going to know about that? Of course, I'm asking you to tell me an NCAA decision.
The vote was supposed to take place this month, and then they, if I'm not mistaken, pushed it back.
Okay.
But it's fully expected to pass. It's been recommended to pass. Because it's weird. They have a council that then recommends it to pass, and then have a different voting group that then passes it through. It's like if you just recommend it, if your council says it's good, it's good.
Just as good. Somebody make a decision. Hey, Tom, why don't you rule on this one? Bob, you rule on that, and we'll keep moving forward. Or maybe you guys talk amongst each other and let me know what you think, and we'll go from there. Let me ask you, Brett Bielema now, well, I don't know how many, what is it, 3 weeks in a month, whatever it is that he's been in Illinois. I'm trying not to get too high on this, right? That's the key. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. Obviously, with Lovie Smith, I was all in on that. I thought that would be fantastic. We saw how that ended. There were some things that Lovie did that were good, no doubt about it. But certainly that didn't end the way Illinois fans had hoped in terms of wins. So now that you've got about a month in of Brett Bielema, and he's had to do a lot of work, and he's done a lot of work in his time so far at Illinois, what do you think? Now that you push yourself back from the table, if you will, and assess this thing, what would you say about the hire and how he's done things so far?
It is the honeymoon stage. So right now, it's very easy to be fired up, and I'm not trying to tune anybody down if they are feeling good about Brett Bielema right now and what he's doing at Illinois. I just feel like there's clearly a different energy, different expectation just as far as his understanding of the college game, his relationships, the fact that it's refreshing to hear Jeremy on our show earlier this week say that Brett essentially recruited and closed down a couple of guys in that 21 class, the recent commits that they got, one Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Nice!
To have that, it shows the involvement, shows the hunger, because I think that was maybe one question you could have about Brett coming back to college football, is just you wanted to make sure, particularly for the Illinois job, where you're at the bottom of the Big Ten West and trying to make that climb up, you need someone that comes in and has a hungry energy about you on the recruiting front, paired with the fact, good coach, knows what it takes to win. I'm encouraged. We've been reactionary to these assistant coach hirings, seemingly.
We don't know much about
them. Yeah, one every day. We don't know a whole lot. We know that they have experience, that some of them sound pretty darn good in Zooms, and imagine that they would be good recruiters. So overall, I think the opening impressions are that Illinois is going to be a competent football program. We'll see what happens this year, but I would feel exponentially better with him there than Lovie Smith, obviously.
It means something to me, and especially coming from Lovie, who had coached only basically at the NFL level, and I don't know that he understood what it took to recruit on the college level.
He didn't, or maybe just didn't want to.
I don't know, whatever the case. I don't think he understood that. Brett Bielema, the thing that I keep coming back to, and was the thing that when that whole search was going on, I know the three of us even started to warm up more and more to Brett Bielema. And the thing that really did it for me is that he's coached in this conference. He has recruited the Midwest. He knows what wins in this conference. Now, there's a difference between knowing what wins and going out and being able to recruit and get kids to come in and win. I mean, there's a difference. I think we all as fans know that we'd love to have a big offensive line. We'd love to control the line of scrimmage on both sides. You know, in the West, teams are going to run, so you got to shut that down. So we're not dumb. We understand that. So there's the big difference between knowing how to do it and then going out and getting the players that will allow you to do it. But he has done it in this conference. And that I keep coming back to, Derek, in the sense that he understands at least what it's going to take to win in the Big Ten West, especially, but in the Big Ten in general. And I like that idea. I like the fact that he's coming back off the NFL. I think that maybe in the back of his mind, I'm not going to speak for Brett, but I'm sure there's some thoughts in his head of, why didn't I just stay at Wisconsin and I could just be rolling along right now? So now it's almost like this second chance in the Big Ten, and I think he's here to prove it. And I think he wants to prove that he can continue to win in the Big Ten, even at a different program.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there is something to prove for him to come back. And now that you look at his success at Wisconsin, I would never personally just equate and say you could have plugged Lon or I there and won as many games, gone to as many Rose Bowls just because of what Barry Alvarez built.
Right.
Now, they have had a lot of success since Brett Bielema left. And it didn't work out at Arkansas, and I know that it kind of ended on a sour note for him. And as a competitor, as a guy that has a lot of pride, you want to come back, especially in the Big Ten, especially in your home state, and show that you're one of the best coaches out there.
Yep.
And I think that he was in that conversation when he was at Wisconsin and with their success. So there's an opportunity to do that. We talked a lot about just a higher floor with a lot of these guys coming back, and there is an expectation that next year this team can be competent and maybe be in contention for a bowl game. We throw that out there. Can they win six games?
With veterans coming
back. Why not? So that's something that we're going to be excited to see. And look, as far as we know, I like the Ryan Walters hire. We'll see about Tony Peterson. The position coaches seem Seem good for now.
Agree.
But, yeah, I think he's done a good job so far.
Don't laugh at this when I say this. I hope that Brett Bielema has bigger expectations for this program than I do. All right, now, when I say don't laugh at that, fans sometimes can get a little out of hand, right? I mean, we want to be Ohio State. We want to be Alabama. I said today, if I could be Iowa or if I could be Wisconsin for a five-year stretch where I'm winning, and when I say I mean Illinois, is winning seven or eight games a year, occasionally getting a ninth or even a tenth like Minnesota did last year. If I could go on a 5 or 6 year stretch at this point in my life watching Illinois football, I would be so excited for that. And I think, as we always joke about, they would get a statue. Brett Bielema would have a statue somewhere if he would go on a 5 year run of winning 8 or 9 games a year. That said, I hope Brett Bielema wants to be in Big Ten titles. I hope he has an idea that he wants to be in a college football playoff. I am just excited about winning 7 or 8 games. And that's why I say I certainly hope that his thoughts and where he wants to go with this program are better than what I think. Maybe I'm not the ordinary fan, but the more Illinois fans I talk to, that's what we want. We want that big game, right? I've said that every year. You're tired of hearing it after 2 years on the show. Every year in the tailgate lots, there's always one game. And we all show up, we make breakfast, we open our Bud Light, we start drinking, and it's one of those where it's like, instead of just worrying about, hey, what are we eating for lunch, or what are we doing, blah, 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 it's, hey, do you think we can shut down Martinez today in that running game of Nebraska? That's always what I want. I want to talk football in the tailgate lot and expect a big game and then go into Memorial Stadium and see a big game. If you lose by a touchdown, yeah, I'm not going to be happy, but I'm certainly going to be more pleasurable than I would have if we go in and lose by 28 in that big game, and then all of a sudden your tune changes for the rest of the season. That's what I want. I want to be on the cusp of 7 wins, of 8 wins, of 9 wins. If you could do that over a stretch of time in terms of years, Derek, I'd be the happiest Illini fan out there.
It should be super attainable, right?
You would think.
We saw Fleck go to Minnesota. Did they not have College Game Day there 2 seasons ago?
Yeah.
When they had, obviously, a heck of a year, Indiana, now where they're at. And I know that it's a shame for them they didn't get to have fans in.
Oh, no doubt.
In the building this year, because they would have had some crazy environments. Even Purdue. When Purdue had a decent year, Ohio State came to town, and they ended up Ohio State ended up losing that game and pulled off the major upset. So, I mean, that's what college football is all about, and the atmosphere. And look, we can't wait for tailgating and all that to be back. But, yeah, for Lon to walk in the stadium, and he's more excited about the game than the P-wall.
And I know I talk all about the tailgating and everything, and we all know it's fun. As I would stare at anybody right now, would much rather know that there's a game that I'm more excited about than tailgating. And that is the God's honest truth. I love going into that stadium when there's a game. You know, we harken back to like the Arizona State night game.
Yep.
Things like that, when I know that I cannot wait to get into that stadium and watch Illinois compete at a high level, that is fun. And we as Illinois fans deserve a good stretch of that. And again, if you can give me a Wisconsin-type run, an Iowa-type run for about 5 or 6 years, count me in.
Tailgating and good football games run together. You don't have to pick and choose.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, it's not like, oh this season we're going to have some killer tailgates.
See, I just assumed nobody in Alabama tailgated because they just, they didn't, it's like, well, we don't want to tailgate because we're waiting for the game.
Right.
So you can actually do both.
Apparently, you can.
I did not realize that.
That's why we sent you down to Ole Miss to investigate a report and come back and tell us what it was like.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's a good example because then SIU was beating them at half.
Oh.
And I'm like, That's when the guy ahead of me, man, I love those guys in the South. The guy ahead of me, sitting right in front of me, looks back at me about halftime, and he's like, man, y'all got a pretty good football team. And I'm like, well, yeah, we're decent. And he's like, I don't think we're very good. And, of course, they came out and just whipped us in the second half. But it was just a funny thing. It was almost like, all right, why is Southern winning this game at half? But that was a fun half. That was one of the more fun halves of football I've ever had watching a game. College of Aces text line. Jason from Tuscola said, I'll give Bielema a B right now until he figures out the wide receiver position or lack thereof issue. And I agree. There's definitely some troubling spots on this team that were left or are now, due to transfers, even in worse shape. And that is something, I'm not going to lie to you. You get the news today that Eddie Smith, a cornerback from, or a defensive back, excuse me, from Alabama, is coming to Illinois. I'm excited about that. I just can't wait for the next couple of pieces of information being, hey, we got this wide receiver from here, and we picked up this wide receiver from here. They need talent at that position.
They need it bad. Yeah, and there's still some time. I mean, I don't have the numbers in front of me. How long has Bielema been the coach here yet? Has it been a month? I've lost track of time. But, yeah, there's still opportunities out there. And let's be honest, it's hard to fix a roster in one offseason.
Sure.
He's not going to fill every hole. He's not going to have this team ready to win. I don't know, maybe you will, but yeah, have this team ready to win 9-10 games.
I agree.
But you do have to have some weapons at wide receiver, even those, if you come from a higher level program, or if it's an Alabama, if it's Notre Dame, whatever it may be, and they don't have a ton of experience, but hey, it worked out for Bebe, and
yep,
and that would be good to kind of follow there. But you need more weapons, more pieces, and that's a big part of it.
Give me speed. Give me speed. All right, next hour, NFL picks against the spread. Trevor put together some player props, if you will. Maybe Aaron Rodgers, over, under, passing yards, things like that. We're going to go through that next hour. We do a Mettler mix-up the end of this hour, talking with Matthew Gordon about Patrick Mahomes and the concussion. Derek Piper has thoughts on an Illinois non-conference basketball game. We have to get to that before we get out of here today.
But I dropped your name in the article.
You did see, and I saw the article today, but I didn't get a chance to read it. Man,
you like what I said.
Now I'm going to go read it during the break is what I've got to do. Coming up next, though, Rob Collins. You remember him from Channel 3. He's now sports director at Fox 4 in Kansas City. We're going to ask Rob about this Chiefs team. Can they repeat? What's up with Mahomes? And how is Allegretti playing down there? We'll talk to him about a former Illini play. Now he is, right, with the Chiefs. I want to make sure I get that right. I know there's some movement. We'll talk to him about that. We'll do that with Rob next. If you want to weigh in, a lot of you have, 359-2255. Follow us on Twitter. It's at The Drive 93.5. I'm at Lante ESPNCU.
I'm at DPiper 247. Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to TanePiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at StevieJay.com, StevieJay.com. You can watch us live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, or Twitter. Just search Tane Piper or The Drive 93.5.
Rob Collins next.
I'm Brian Laird. I'm the pharmacy manager of OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center here in Urbana. One of the things with this vaccine is it has been proven to be safe and effective. One of the great things about the vaccine is that it's 95% effective for the Moderna and the Pfizer both so far. That's an amazing efficacy that we have. So that means it's going to work about 95% of the time. We all know that COVID fatigue is real. Even in my family, we experience it. We don't like wearing masks. We don't like being told that we can't eat at restaurants. We don't like not going to Illini games. We don't want this to continue. The way out of this is by getting the vaccine. The COVID fatigue is a real thing, and hopefully it can be lessened, if not eliminated, by getting the vaccine in the coming months. The vaccine is something that we really want to stress is important. It's going to be our best shot to get out of this pandemic. If you have questions, I want to make sure that you have the right answers to those questions. So osfhealthcare.org is a great resource that you can turn to. osfhealthcare.org.
When your computer's not working, you're not working. Hi, this is Dan from Simplify Computers. Whether your computer is running slow, you have a virus, or it's just time for an upgrade, Simplify Computers is here to help with personal service you won't find at the big box stores. We can set up your wireless network, build, install, and maintain your business's server, or replace your hard drive. For over 18 years, we have served the Champaign-Urbana community with integrity and quality customer service. Call us at 352-5000. Simplified Computers, simply the best.
Where will you be on the first Friday in February of 2021? Rob Dahlhouse here, Executive Director at See You at Home. And on that night, See You at Home will be holding our 10th annual One Winter Night Community Awareness event. With this COVID crisis still looming, we know our event may have to look a little different this year. But it's important to remember that even during a pandemic, our friends on the street need us. And friend, we could not do what we do without you. Please mark your calendars for One Winter Night 2021, held on Friday, February 5th. And thank you so much for your continued support.
Game Day Spirits year-end clearance sale is now live and full of great deals for Illini Nation. Shop in either of their stores and take an additional 20% off of existing clearance items, or visit them online at gamedayspirit.com/sale to save 30% on great pieces from brands like Nike, Columbia, Champion, and more. Game Day Spirit is located at the corner of 6th and Green in Campustown, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, and is open online 24/7 at gamedayspirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop. If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy, or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
The Drive with Say and Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Belise is here. He's going to help us with the NFL picks against the spread. We're going to do some individual picks against the spread. We'll do that next hour. Right now, it is time to chat Kansas City Chiefs and NFL football, and we're going to do that with sports director from Fox 4 in Kansas City. That is Rob Collins. Rob, do you have your cowboy boots on?
I do not have my cowboy boots on. I just finished working out in the gym.
Nice.
So I'm wearing gym shoes. I only have one pair of gym shoes and like a pair of cowboy boots and a pair of flip-flops. So that's how I'm rolling these days, man. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. And I mean, it is great to catch up with you. You are, and always have been, one of the more talented and beloved personalities that came through this area. Everybody remembers you from Channel 3 doing both sports and news. I have to fess, and I told you via text today, you had gone down to Fox 4 in the news. I did not know you had shifted over to sports director. I'm so happy for you on that, Rob. Plus, I love the family. I see them on Facebook. I see it on Twitter. Everything's going well right now for Rob Collins, isn't it?
Yeah, everything is good, man. It's hard to believe it's been almost 8.5 years that we've been here. And as you said, I know it's crazy, isn't it? We're getting old, or else our kids are just getting tall. I don't know which one it is, man. I can't tell. I know your son's tall. I see he's taller than you now, man.
It's not even close, and the other one's going to be passing me up really quick. So what the heck, Rob? I'm shrinking. I'll just go with that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, as long as only parts of you are shrinking, that's all that matters, right?
This is why we love Rob Collins, man. I love it. Sports director, Fox 4, Kansas City. All right, Rob, let's talk some football, man. Kansas City Chiefs.
Let's do it.
Now, Derek Piper, who you're going to visit with in a minute, Trevor Valise, who called you, these guys all year have just kind of gone with that thought of, you know, I think Kansas City just kind of, you know, they get bored. They win games, but they're just bored as they go. And now it seems like it's led to a nationwide worry that is Kansas City good enough, unlike last year when they just dominated every game? Where would you be on that part? Is this a team that maybe during the year didn't show us as much as we maybe hoped to see, but you're not worried about that? Or are you worried?
A little bit of both. In the sense of the offensive play calls and what they can do on the field, Coach Reed always holds something back for the playoffs. You'll see some different designs. You'll see some different formations that will confuse people, especially this week since they played Buffalo back in October. I was at that game. It was rainy. It wasn't fun. But the Chiefs won, so that's all that matters. But you'll see something different. As far as them being bored, Travis Kelce, the tight end who's going to be a Hall of Famer, maybe the best tight end ever, said, they've been fighting complacency all year long.
Wow.
And he said that happens. We've seen it. You and I have seen it a million times covering football. A team wins a Super Bowl. Next year, they don't even make the playoffs.
Right.
Sometimes that's because of free agency. Other times, it's because they do, in fact, get bored, and they have to fight that complacency. And for the Chiefs, there is a little bit of that. You know, I think they're kind of like an NBA team that's so much better than other teams. They're just kind of waiting for the playoffs to unleash. I mean, you saw how good Patrick Mahomes looked after basically 3 weeks off. You know, they had the bye week, had the rest week, they didn't play, and he came out on fire until he got hurt. So I'm not worried about the Chiefs. I think that national narrative comes from the fact that they've won, what, seven games within one score of each other?
Right.
But you got to realize, man, everybody's giving them their best shot. They are the champs. You know, teams that aren't very good, teams that know they're not going to make the playoffs, they're giving the Chiefs their best shot, and they're going to try to win because that, in fact, becomes their Super Bowl. So I'm not worried about them from an offensive or a defensive standpoint when the game counts.
Makes sense.
Rob, an absolutely star-studded quarterback matchup here, possibly even, as we talked about, outside Aaron Rodgers, number two, maybe number three in the MVP voting. What do you make of, you said you're not worried about the Chiefs' defense. What do you make of how they will try to defend Josh Allen? Stephon Diggs has had a big year. So what do you think about the Chiefs' defense in that matchup?
Yeah, I'm going to say the Chiefs are going to come out and kind of defend the Chiefs, defend the Bills the way teams defend the Chiefs, right? You don't, you play two high safeties. You don't give over the top because, you know, the Chiefs can beat you deep and they can dink and dunk you. It's kind of like when my wife goes shopping, she asks me, do I want to use the debit card or the credit card? Do you want to pay for it now or do you want to get burned later, right? So you got to make a decision on which way you're doing it. But I believe the Chiefs will, you know, not let the Diggs beat them. You know, like teams aren't going to let Tyreek Hill beat them, you know, deep. But they're going to have to spy Josh Allen because basically he's their only running threat. I mean, he is so good at running, especially down in the red zone. If you go back to that game when they played in October, the Chiefs limited those guys. They only had about 89 yards rushing, and Josh Allen had 42 of those, and they limited him to 122 yards passing.
Wow.
I know the weather was crappy. It was windy. It was raining. But Allen's gotten a lot better, so I'm going to say that Steve Spagnuolo is going to dial up something special for Allen. And he's a younger guy, right? So they're going to disguise a lot of the blitzes. They're going to disguise a lot of their formations. You know, maybe jump at the last, you know, 3 to 4 seconds of the play clock before the ball is snapped to try to confuse him. And they got to get him moving, you know, because if he stands back there and he's able to go through his progressions, he's certainly going to be able to find the open receivers underneath, whether it be Brown, whether it be Beasley out of the slot, because that dude is a beast out of the slot. He's really, really dangerous. So I think they're going to just try to keep everything in front of him, much like teams have done to the Chiefs all year long.
Rob, we like to be creative here on the drive with our questions. Maybe ask them off the wall and those that aren't asked by others. So I'll lead into Patrick Mahomes. Is he doing okay with the concussion, and how's he handling the protocols?
Way to vary that up.
Man, I didn't study for that question. I have no idea how to answer that, man. No, he practiced today. He was a limited participant in practice. He practiced yesterday, a limited participant as well. And that's the only thing he can be listed as if you look at the injury report, because if you're in concussion protocol, you can't be a full participant. But Coach Reed told us the last couple of days that Mahomes has taken almost all of the starter snaps. So he's going to be good. The turf toe thing he had, not going to be an issue. And honestly, I don't really think he had a concussion. The Chiefs have never come out and specifically said he had a concussion. There's a lot of, you know, internet doctors, but we talk to real doctors here at our station, and they're thinking he had more of a brachial stun. You know, just think about martial arts movies. You know, when you get chopped on the neck and you go goofy, like if it was a Nickelodeon game, they would have had googly eyes on him and stuff like that. That's kind of what I think happened there, because if you look at the play, and I've watched it 100,000 times, his head never hits the ground, right? It's almost kind of like that chop whiplash from the back, because when Mac hit him, he never hit the ground.
Agreed.
He hit Mac's helmet. So that's kind of dicey, and I don't think it matters. He's playing. He's going to play Sunday, man, unless something crazy happens between tonight and tomorrow in practice.
Okay, now, and you mentioned the turf toe, that he'd be all right with that. You see that kind of an injury that can kind of just hang on for a while, but you think all's good on that front?
I think it's fine. I mean, I wasn't a fan of the play call when they ran Mahomes when he got hurt. It was 3rd and 1, right? And he already was suffering from that turf toe. And obviously, you got to push off your toe to go upfield for the option. And the Chiefs, they're not running a quarterback sneak. Ever since Mahomes got hurt back in Denver in that game, for some reason, they're snake bit about running the quarterback sneak. So I didn't really like that play call. I mean, I didn't like it beforehand, and I certainly didn't like it after because of what happened, just like everybody else. But I think he'll be fine. He may not scramble as much, which is tough for him because that's where teams get beat by Mahomes, because if everything's covered, he can take off, and he's shown that he can definitely get the yards needed for a first down or to flip the field.
Rob Collins, sports director, Fox 4 Kansas City, you know the voice. What's it like covering Patrick Mahomes? He seems like a good dude.
It's awesome, man. When I took over sports back in 2018, you know, Mahomes is here, so it's perfect marriage for me, man. I love it. It's covering him. He's great. He's the nicest guy. He's so humble and so down to earth. And I think that stems from his upbringing. Obviously, his father, Pat Mahomes, played in the major leagues, and he's been around professionals all of his life. He's a professional in every sense, and he does so much here in the community. It doesn't get it gets publicity, but maybe not as much nationwide. And he does a lot of stuff that doesn't get covered, if you know what I mean. Just does it on the sly and you know, pays for things for people and takes care of things. But he is a really genuine guy. I mean, what you see is really him on and off the field.
I could see you two going out eating in your cowboy boots.
We could, if I could get close to anybody.
You know, isn't that the truth?
Everything's on Zoom calls. You can't get any interviews. Obviously, we can't go in the locker room. You know, you got to wait to be called on in a Zoom call. You know, kind of like 35 years ago when you and I were in junior high and we had our feet up against the wall just hoping a girl would call on us to ask a question. That's pretty much how Zoom calls work with the Chiefs, because there's like 50 people on every Zoom call and they got like 5 minutes. So you just got to wait your turn. But, yeah, if ever given the chance, we'll put some boots and belt buckles on. He rolled the bull at the mechanical PBR place that we have in town here. So
there you go.
Maybe we could go do that. I've done that, too. It's a lot of fun.
I love it. Rob Collins, this might be the dumbest question I've ever asked, but you covered a lot of games with me, and you know that I was always there for that dumb question. Can the Chiefs...
Yeah, I looked forward to it on Friday night when we were, you know, in Tolono or Central A&M, where my wife's from. You know, I would hear you before I saw you,
exactly.
Almost like everybody else goes, hey, Rob, it's Lon Terry. Yes, Lon, I know who you are. What do you want?
Hey, Rob, Lon Terry. All right, can the Chiefs win with Chad Henne at quarterback?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, they would have to play, the defense would have to play mistake-free and probably one of the best games that they've played all year. Now, Chad Henne's functional. He's going to run the offense. They won't change the offense very much if he's in there. I mean, they have a lot of confidence in him. You saw what he did on the third down play when he scrambled for 13 yards against the Browns. And then to go for it on fourth down, man, I don't know. I can say that on the air. But Coach Reed, what he did in that play call
incredible.
Was unbelievable. And everybody was going crazy. Even before the snap here, we were watching the game in Kansas City. We were like, what are they doing? Oh, they're just lulling them to sleep, and they're going to try to drum off sides, and they're going to punt. And then they snapped the ball, and when he snapped the ball, I said some non-friendly church words,
I
couldn't believe it that they went for it, and they got the first down. It was amazing, but the game plan won't be drawn back a lot, but what you're not going to get from Chad Henne that you get from Mahomes is the escapability and maybe the quick release, because Mahomes gets that ball away so fast. Mm. He sees his progression, then he makes a decision. He doesn't get sacked very often. So one of the things, the escapability is going to be tough for Chad Henne, but it would be it's possible. I'm not saying they're not going to win
sure.
if Henne plays, but it would take a perfect game from both the offense and the defense, you know, the normal stuff. No turnovers, no big plays, stuff like that. But I think Mahomes is playing.
Rob, we know Arrowhead has been one of the best, if not the best environment in the NFL as far as the fans and just as far as a big game there. And they've had some fans there throughout the season. What has the playoff atmosphere been like? Has it been any different? Have they allowed any more in? What's that kind of been like?
Yeah, it's still the same as it's been all year, about 22%. So they have, you know, maybe up to 10,000 fans there at the most. I forgot the exact number, but those dudes are loud, man. If you've never been to a tailgate at Arrowhead Stadium, I highly suggest it. I know there's some Chiefs fans in the listening area because I see them on social media when they come to Arrowhead. They take it seriously, man. The gates open like 5 hours before the game. There are dudes lined up. When the gates aren't even open, they have the smokers out in the back of their truck and in the back of their trailers,
nice.
And they got beverages out there. They're tending to meet, and then you go in, and it's absolutely bonkers. And it is the loudest stadium in America. You know, you've seen the decibel levels, so it is crazy. You can't think in there. You can't hear in there when it's full. It's an unbelievable atmosphere for a game, and I highly suggest anybody who gets a chance, if you have, you know, an extra – $4,000 laying around to come to a game right now.
I'm sure there's no expectation that Mahomes will go on a Super Bowl drought after this, but I asked the question for this reason, because Aaron Rodgers, we saw him win a Super Bowl and he only has one and gone many, many years without one. The Cubs fans in the area here got their one World Series. Looking back on it now, see a missed opportunity by not getting another one in that championship window. Is there pressure on this team to go get another one maybe this year or here soon, just based on what they have together?
I think there's a little bit of pressure on them just because, and some of it's self-imposed, because they called this the run it back season from the jump, even after they won the Super Bowl. I mean, I was in the locker room with defenseman Chris Jones, and he went on a tirade about how they're going to make a movie about this team, how they're going to dominate, and how they're going to run it back and win multiple titles. He didn't do the LeBron thing and count on his fingers, but he said they're going to win a lot of titles here. And I think there's pressure on them to show people, as we talked about earlier, that winning by one possession was just kind of because they're getting everybody's best shot, not because they're not good enough. And, you know, Coach Reed's here. They just signed a six-year contract. He's going to be here through 25. Mahomes, obviously, the largest contract in sports history. Hopefully he's here for a dozen more years. You know, I think they're going to be in several Super Bowls. I think they're going to have several chances to win. I mean, look what Mahomes has done so far. His numbers are unbelievable. We've never seen a dude do what he's done before. He'll be playing in the third straight AFC championship game. The Chiefs are the first AFC team to host three straight. Wow. It only happened once in the NFC, and that was the Eagles. And who was that coach? That was Andy Reid. So if they keep all these guys together, the issue is going to be in a couple of years when Mahomes starts making that Lante money, you know, like 40, 50 million a year.
Big time.
How are they going to keep everybody? There's going to have to be a lot of home fan friendly deals for players, kind of like they're doing now with Sammy Watkins and some other guys to bring those guys back. But if Mahomes stays healthy and they can keep those pieces around him, there's no reason these guys shouldn't be in contention for AFC championships and Super Bowls for the next 10 years.
Nice. I actually got a call from The Nation, and they said that somebody in Maryland won the Powerball, and they need some money. So I'm going to donate to that $800 million. Yeah, somebody won it in Maryland. Come on! Probably a...
Somebody emailed me today from Nigeria saying I won a king's ransom. All I got to do is send them my credit card. So I'm hoping that... I got that going for me. I'm good.
Did you have to get it from your wife?
Yeah, I had to call her. I'm not telling her what I'm using it for, though.
No.
She wouldn't let me have it.
Yeah, don't do that. All right, last one for me. This is why This is why I miss Rob Collins. He was a breath of fresh air for this market here in Champaign-Urbana and surrounding area. Nick Allegretti, former Illini, he's done some good things there for Kansas City. How are things progressing with Nick?
Yeah, he's very he's gotten a lot an opportunity. You know, he got his first start last year in Denver. In 2019, and he made his first start this year. So he's got a chance to play because of injuries to Mitch Schwartz on the Chiefs line and also Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, the Canadian doctor who opted out, and Lucas Niang, one of the draft picks. So Gretti's been playing. He's getting a chance. You know, he's been playing a left guard. He's pretty versatile, and that's O-line coach Andy Heck was talking about him a couple weeks ago and just saying how much he's prepared to move into any role on that offensive line if need be. And he's doing well, man. I don't know if you saw, but in the AFC Championship game, he was warming up in the Chiefs end zone. He was out there doing wrestling moves. Did y'all see that?
I saw that on his dad's Twitter feed. I'm like, what's he doing out there?
Yeah, he credits, wrestling, and it makes sense. You know, some of those big guys were former wrestlers. You know, it's all about leverage and you know, pancaking people to the mat. So it works out well for him. I miss talking to him because usually when we go in the locker room, he's there and we talk about Illinois, what's going on. Because, you know, my wife went to U of I. She's from Umatilla. So we talk about that. And I used to talk to Jeff Allen, former Illini there.
Right.
And he's a great follow on Twitter. If you don't follow him, do it. Jeff Radamas or something like that, I think it is. But, yeah, it's fun. We usually go in there and talk. And I miss – that's what I miss. You know, you've been in locker rooms. You miss just talking off the cuff to the guys, and you don't get that this year. So, but he's doing well, man. He's always good to see Gretti. He always has something good to say.
I didn't do you service. I didn't yell out your Twitter. It's at RCFox4KC. That's a lot to that. At RCFox4KC. Rob Collins is the sports director at Fox 4 in Kansas City. We just had a text on the College of Aces text line that said, that guy is awesome. I'm like, here's the problem. These young kids now that know, now that they've heard you, they know how awesome you are. They don't remember you because we're too old, Rob.
Oh, my. Yeah, dude. I'm 50 next year, man. You believe that? How's that happen?
I just hit it in October, man.
Oh, that's crazy, dude. I mean, I wake up and things hurt that I didn't know I had hurt. It was weird. I wake up and it sounds like someone poured milk on Rice Krispies when I get out of bed. And my wife's looking at me like, you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm just old. Leave me alone.
Time to trade you in, man. That's exactly what it is. Rob Collins, this is wonderful. I miss your humor, buddy. I miss you in general. And so excited for you down at KC. Sports director there gets to follow Patrick Mahomes and get it done. And it's always fun to catch up. Maybe if this team gets to the Super Bowl, I know you went last year. If they get to the Super Bowl, maybe we'll bug you one more time if you don't mind.
Yeah, well, as long as you know, get away from the Philo Tavern, you're not staying there too long, are you? I mean, you're broadcasting from there right now? I mean, I don't know. You could be.
You know what? We're not, but it's not a bad idea, now that you say that.
There you go. A remote.
A remote. If we can get this COVID done, we could do remotes, Rob.
There you go. And speaking of notifications, I just got one from former Illini coach Jay Price, who's here in suburban Kansas. And he wanted me to say hello to all y'all and go Illini and go Chiefs.
That is awesome. I didn't know Jay was down there. Oh, what another wonderful human being, Jay Price. Great stuff. Rob Collins, tell the family hi. I'll make sure to send the love to Mawiqua, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Okay, Lante, thanks for calling, and I'll talk to you down the road.
Rob Collins, Lante. All right, buddy. See you, buddy. Oh, man, that is awesome. Rob Collins, I'm telling you what, one of the best, I don't even know how to, that guy is just, that's how he is. That's how he is. That's Rob Collins to a T. Do you?
Man, that dude's hilarious.
Do you remember him?
I honestly don't.
Let me tell you, too, ultra talented. Ultra. Like, the way that I know somebody in television is talented is when they act the exact same on the air as they do off. To me, that means they get it, right? I always talk like in sports, like somebody is aware. They have an awareness of what they're doing on a basketball court. He's got it. He's one of the best, if not the best, I've ever worked with. And super talented, doesn't surprise me he's down in KC. We're going to make a call right now to Matthew Gordon. Speaking of Patrick Mahomes, the concussion, how's he going to be doing? We're going to let you know in the Mettler mix-up next. It is The Drive.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Our law enforcement official of the month brought to you by Tapman's Towing. Call 328-2424. It's Tapman's Towing. Officer Colin DeDecker from the Urbana Police Department got a call that he didn't expect.
I was first on scene, a brand new baby. Just came into this world and it wasn't breathing. So I picked it up and started CPR.
Somebody cut the umbilical cord? I mean, it was...
Well, that was still attached when I was there. Everything kind of just worked out good. Baby's good. I just checked up on it the other day.
Colin DeDecker saved this child's life. I mean, what were you thinking? This was your training kicking in, or...?
Yeah, it honestly didn't really hit until I left the hospital. I think that's when adrenaline stops playing a part.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month with Colin DeDecker, brought to you by Tapman's Towing. You need help with your car, towing, new battery? Tapman's Towing, 328-2424.
Mentors play a powerful role in providing young people with the tools to strive and thrive. Almost 600 CU community members currently serve as mentors to local community school children. Many more students are asking for mentors. A virtual training will be held January 26th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Visit cu121.org or call the Champaign or Urbana School District.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive. Stevie wouldn't lie. Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. Next hour, NFL picks against the spread. Aaron Rodgers over under touchdowns, 2.5. Do we know what the temperature? How do you say that word? You say temperature?
Temperature. Now you got me thinking about it.
That was one of those words when I was growing up, when I was learning. Okay.
Temperature.
Not learning how to speak, but when getting into the profession, I tried to help myself by doing little things. Like if my family would go on a vacation, we would be driving down the interstate and I would see a sign alongside of the road, and it's kind of how I think sculpted this voice, which I don't think is fake. A lot of people think it is. Rob Collins. But I would sit there and say, Dobbs Tire and Auto, call 1-800-5, you know, and I would do that to try to help, you know, get crisp on my voice, get it a little deeper when I was younger and stuff. But temperature, I used to go through like all these various words and try to spell out every little like temperature, but it's temperature, right? How do you say the thing that you put above your head when it's raining?
Umbrella.
So some people say umbrella and some people say umbrella, right? I was going over that with Andrew last night. Umbrella or umbrella. How do you say if you go down to like Atlantis down in the E? Is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
Caribbean.
There you go. All right. I would say Caribbean for some reason. I'm not sure why. We are ready. Hold on. I'm sorry. I was stalling there. What I should have done is been a sports guy and asked you just about the non-conference game for Illinois. So everybody's like, really, Lon? We're going to go
snow in Green Bay, by the way.
Oh, is it snow? Okay.
1 to 3 inches is what I'm saying.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is loving that. Matthew Gordon, Mettler mix-up. What's up, buddy?
Hey, not much. How you guys doing?
Good, man. You got patience nonstop. It's hard to get you on the phone, but we love that. I like to know you're over there busy. Patrick Mahomes suffers the concussion against the Browns, but he took all the snaps in practice this week. He's on track to play. What worries you about that? I mean, maybe potential side effects. What do you think? Will he still be concussed 7 days later if it truly was a concussion?
Well, and we actually got to talk about this recently. I don't remember when it was, but we had another concussion.
Yes,
and
right.
I think one of the biggest things to remember about concussions and the rehabs is there is so much that's based on their pre-season testing. And so what happens is at the beginning of a season, they're basically taking baselines. And so when if you're following this, if you've seen when they're saying, oh, hey, he's passed these benchmarks,
sure,
or something, basically what they're looking at is they're saying, hey, this is what he was, you know, no injuries, this was his baseline, and he's starting to get back to it. One of the big things, you know, that we're always thinking about with a concussion is that once the brain has kind of had that injury to it, because, again, a concussion is a mild traumatic brain injury.
Right.
So it's, I mean, this is a big thing. I know in you know, decades past, at least when I was in high school, it was kind of like a badge of honor, like, oh, dude, I had a concussion or something. Whereas now we're like, oh, no, not a good thing.
Right.
But you do want to think about that. It's like the brain, it's not just a one-hit thing that always leads to a concussion. It can be a cumulative thing. So, and even in that game, I mean, the actual hit where he was down, it was a pretty solid hit to the head. But there was a couple plays before where I was actually thinking like, wow, he got his bell kind of rung already.
Okay.
And so when we're talking about coming back from this kind of stuff, to me, that's always what worries me, is if the brain hasn't fully recovered, what happens if he gets that hit? That isn't a big hit.
Mm-hmm.
But cumulative, because he hasn't recovered all the way, it's enough to send him out. I mean, we've seen this kind of stuff, you know, where they brought a guy back too quick and he re-tears an ACL or, you know, re-injures something. And yeah, that's a terrible event. More therapy, more time off. But at least, like, you know, the body can recover from that. When we're talking about this with the brain, that's kind of getting into a game changer.
That makes sense. We got about a minute real quick here, Matthew. It looked on the play that he didn't actually hit his head. Is there something else that could have happened as to why he was wobbly if he didn't indeed hit his head on that play?
Well, and I think what goes on there, and I mentioned this a little bit already, is there was a couple plays where I thought he got his bell rung, and I was surprised he got up.
Okay.
And so it could have been one of those things where it was just like a little bit here, a little bit there, and then all of a sudden he just kind of got hit. I know this was your first question that I didn't answer completely about can he be back. It's definitely doable. There are times where people can clear that 7-day range and test good enough to be able to come back. But the downside of things for football is a typical range of when symptoms are at their greatest or most vulnerable kind of ranges in 7 to 10 days.
Okay.
So for football, it's kind of a rough sport from that standpoint because it's at that borderline where it's like, oh, my gosh, you might actually be ready to go.
Yep.
You could do this. But long end of stuff, I mean, people can go into the 10, 14 days after that initial injury and still be having some signs before they get cleared. So he's right on the border.
Matthew Gordon, great stuff, buddy. We'll do it again soon.
All right. Sounds good, guys.
Thank you, man. Matthew Gordon, Mettler Mix-Up, the Mettler Center.